And darling sweet Nikki.
Hi.
You say that again?
Hi.
Oh, okay. Voice sounded a little...
Like normal?
No.
No, like normal.
Gravelly?
Yeah, that's...
It sounds like normal.
It's tough to put my finger on it, but your voice sounds a little huskier than it normally does, a little more gravelly, a little...
Maybe it will be less annoying to people.
Huh. Wouldn't get crazy, but it just doesn't... It sounds like... sounds like something...
Like what?
I don't know. Might have affected your voice. Did you choke on anything over the weekend? A lot of coughing?
No.
No choking.
No choking or coughing, huh? Because I saw a tweet that you sent out that said that your heater count was zero.
It was when I sent that tweet out.
So that means that for the second consecutive weekend and the second consecutive Monday, we have to start a show by smoke shaming you. Mm. I mean, we don't have to, but certainly we're going to.
You don't have to.
Well, I think we kind of do.
Shouldn't.
We should.
No.
You're a smoker.
No, I'm not.
No, you are a smoker.
No. I'm not.
Did you smoke this past weekend? Oh, pew. It smelled like Virginia.
I think sending the tweet out saying my heat count is zero just out of nowhere. I'm like, oh, good for you.
Right.
Like she did that right before she had a cigarette.
No, it was a couple hours before I had a cigarette, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
You thought you had a grip on it?
Yeah.
You know I have all my little birds out in downtown St. Petersburg.
A lot of sparrows.
Well, here's what I found out, that Nikki texted somebody. She's not even buying her own heaters now. She actually texted somebody that she saw in downtown St. Pete that night to then see if she could meet back up with him to bum a couple of heaters off of him.
That is going along. Usually when people are texting each other in downtown St. Pete, it's like, my place or your place. Mm-hmm. Let's meet up. Let's smash our private parts together.
Yeah, she's going from the 600 block all the way down to the Lucky Dill area in Central to pick up a couple of heaters.
I wasn't in the 600 block last.
Wherever you were.
Sorry. Night.
So you're arranging a meetup with a gentleman for heaters.
You guys make it sound so much worse than it actually is.
It's pretty bad. You're a smoker. Just be honest and say, I'm Nikki the smoker.
No.
I mean, if you smoke two consecutive weekends, you're pretty much a smoker.
I don't smoke every single day.
Then I didn't ask that. You cannot drink every single day and still be an alcoholic. You're a smoker. Say it. Say I'm Nikki and I'm a smoker. Not I only smoke when I'm drink.
What do you do? Okay. I smoke when I'm drink.
You smoke when you drink and you smoke when you not drink.
That's not true.
That's true. Only when you not drink. Only when you drink.
So when you sent the tweet out, you hadn't had a drink yet.
Oh, no. I had.
So what's the magic number?
Right. Like, how many drinks do you have to get down before you start dying for the heaters and texting people saying, hey, meet up with me and give me a couple of coffin nails?
It was at the very end of the night. Very end.
Closing time.
Should have took that tweet back.
Time to get your smokes. Why didn't you delete the tweet after you got your smokes? It's very disingenuous.
Or give an update with the actual count.
Right. Update, heater count 2.
I appreciate that you saved it for the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you debate updating with, you know?
I did.
But...
I debated not telling you guys.
Oh, that'd be ridiculous. Then we'd have to find something else to open the show with. You know, the lightning winning, a good news, happy story, my fun party I went to on Saturday night. But instead, here we are again talking about you and your heaters.
So you abandoned all your friends to go meet up to get these heaters?
I left for 2 minutes. And then they
What'd you tell your friends? Like, hey, I got to go make an illicit drug transaction someplace?
No, I said, I'll be right back. I'm going to go meet with my friend. I'll literally be 5 minutes.
And did they say why?
No, they said, okay.
All right. Don't they care about you? Because if I'm your friend, I'm not going to be an enabler. I'm going to stand between you. I'm going to be the smoke blocker.
Well, they came and found me and ripped the cigarette out of my mouth.
Wow.
Ripped it out of your mouth?
Yeah, they took it away from me.
You were walking around with a cigarette in your mouth? That's sexy.
No, I was standing in front of the bar smoking.
Oh, man.
The most shocking thing is she only had one cigarette this time.
I know. You got two heaters and you burned them separately? That's amazing. You're making real progress, Nikki. I'm very proud of you.
I always burn them separately.
You've gone from smoking 3 cigarettes at once to one.
You guys
You're
made that
just
up.
About to quit.
You made that up.
You need some lizard juice or anything to try to break you of this habit?
Yeah, why don't you get one of those douchey vape pens where you buy your refill juice? That's what you might as well do.
I know a guy that makes his own juice. I can hook you up.
There you go.
I'm good.
You sure?
Yeah.
You get a douche flute. You get the gallon of juice on the side, the gigantic card, the box that comes along with it.
What do you say we put a smoking bounty on Nikki to where if anybody sees her out in downtown St. Petersburg and they can catch a picture of Nikki smoking very angrily, then you send us the picture and we'll give you, Drew will give you
$100.
$100? $50.
$50?
Drew will give you tickets to that Everclear Lit Sugar Ray show.
How about Sugar Ray, Everclear, Sponge, and Lit coming to Rock Park in Madeira Beach on July 13th?
Yeah.
All you have to do, simple task. It's like getting a picture of a...
Nessie.
finding Nikki smoking is like getting a picture of a gator in a retention pond here in Florida. In other words, quite easy.
You know what? I'm going to stop drinking now.
Okay.
My mom told me just another reason for me to quit drinking.
Yeah, I see that going well. Every time I've said I'm going to stop drinking, I've certainly stopped.
You don't crave the weed when you're drinking? Just nicotine?
No. Yeah.
Why? Weed's so much better for you.
Yes, but actually there's a scientific reason why people smoke when they drink.
Because they're weak?
Because they drink.
No. The nicotine counteracts the alcohol and you going to sleep. So it keeps you awake.
Oh, so you're just trying to stay awake.
Yeah, do coke. Like normal people. Okay, I'm just kidding. Don't do coke.
What were you drinking? Whiskey?
A couple of bumpskis.
Yes.
Whiskey.
Oh, that whiskey will do it.
Maybe if you switch alcohol.
But I like whiskey.
She likes whiskey.
You like smoking?
No.
Okay, then switch to a Marg.
Tequila is bad for me, too.
All right.
I don't want to steal any show ideas, but since the Mike Calta show is doing the Plum a Day based off the Apple a Day program that we're kind of heading up now, maybe we can do some sort of drunky drunk party where we just see how many drinks it takes before Nikki is demanding a cigarette from us.
Love that idea. What do you think? Friday, Nikki's drunky drunk party, and it's just you getting drunk.
Seth told me that if I ever showed up to work drunk, he would, or drink at work, he would be very disappointed.
Well,
in me.
Did I say? I know I said if you showed up to work.
No, you said you would be very disappointed if I ever was drunk.
We say all kinds of things.
I'm lifting that for the sake of the show.
So on Friday, Nikki's drunky drunk party. No other girls, just you. We get you drunk. We get you a free ride home. And we see what the magic number is. Is it three shots of whiskey?
No, it's not three.
Is it four?
Wait, how many?
Four Tom Collins glasses of whiskey?
Mm-mm.
Is it two bottles of whiskey?
Probably.
What's that number before you're like, guys, I got to take a break?
It's $5 fault.
It's $5 fault.
Because
the $5 drinkery.
Because I went there and they gave me the big one.
Excuse me?
It should be illegal.
What's the big one?
So you know the massive cups you can get full of beer?
I guess so.
They will do those with liquor.
So like a giant liquor cup?
Yes.
How many ounces are we talking?
I don't know. It's big. Like my hands, I had to, I hold it with two.
That's sexy.
I had to hold it with two hands and it was still too big. Like.
They need that drop isolated, please.
No.
So you got a giant cup of whiskey.
Yes.
How much did that set you back?
It was only $11.
Okay.
It was four shots, cranberry, lime, and it was $11.
And you drank that, and that's when the smoking happened?
No. Oh. Then I went to Hofbräuhaus.
So why isn't it Hofbräuhaus's fault?
Because I already had three drinks before that.
Now, we need to keep in mind that Nikki is a young lady in her early 20s, so this is perfectly normal behavior.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, you know, if she was 40 or something and raging like this, it might be a problem.
It's not like I do it every single night.
Well,
I've done it the past two weekends.
Do you smoke right at the bar, or do you go, like, hide in the corner?
No, I go outside.
Oh, okay.
And are you happy while you're smoking? Are you angry? Are you mad at yourself?
I'm normal.
Oh. I've never known you to be normal. Maybe you should smoke more.
There's more to the story, too.
Oh?
Well, Nikki talked to me off the air last week that she met somebody on OkCupid.com and was going out on a first date, which she was thinking about backing out of, but I told her she should go through with it.
And I went.
And we didn't even get a date wrap up. And also I found out she was drunk texting this guy on Saturday.
Oh, no. That's never a good sign. Can we find out about your date?
Yeah.
All right. So, Nikki.
Hi.
So, you're paging or going through. How does it work on OkCupid? I've thankfully never been on OkCupid.
So you go through and there's people, I don't really message anybody first on OkCupid.
Okay.
I just have people message me.
And so this dude messaged you.
Mm-hmm.
What was his opening line?
I don't even remember.
Want to smoke? Sorry. That was a cheap shot. Cheap shot.
Do you really? Are we going to just keep going back and forth with the smoking thing?
How many pictures can you see of each other on OkCupid? Can you get a good feel for what he looks like, or do you have to have him text you more pictures? How does that go?
It's, you can get a good feel.
Okay.
Like, I have 9 pictures up, I think.
Oh, it's excessive.
Is it?
I mean, 9 pictures, that's a lot.
Okay, well, it's a lot.
So. Any of you in front of a microphone?
Nope.
Do you have to pay to use it?
You can, but I have the free version.
Like, what do you get if you pay?
Yeah. What's the difference between the free version and the pay version?
Real love.
I think that you can see when other people like read your messages or stuff like that. I don't really know.
You can see when they read your message. So in other words, you get to be a stalker if you pay a little extra.
I'm not deep on the OkCupid game.
I got you.
All right.
You're more of a Tinder. Have you given up on Tinder?
Yeah, I don't like Tinder anymore either.
I gave up on Tinder.
All right, so let me ask you a question. Why were you considering backing out of the date on Thursday, I think it was?
Because, so when we were on OkCupid, like messaging back and forth, there was a really good like rapport, however you say that word, because I obviously didn't say it
what
correctly.
What was it? Go ahead.
Rapport.
Rapport, yep.
Rapport?
Uh-huh.
Like we were going back and forth and there was like good chemistry.
Right.
He asked me out for drinks. I said, sure. And he goes, why don't we exchange numbers?
All right.
So we did. Okay. Then we started texting and then it turned to like 1 and 2 word answers. And I didn't really know how to like respond or keep the conversation going.
Okay.
So I was scared that the date was going to be like our text.
Oh.
So I told Nikki, I said, you got to give this guy a chance before you cancel on a date because he's giving you short replies. He might be a busy guy.
Yeah, sometimes like I'm in the middle of something. I can only give like a little one, like, yes, fine, sure. See you then.
Yeah, so I went.
Okay, good. And how'd it go?
It was good.
Where'd you go?
The Lure.
The Lure?
Yeah, in downtown St. Pete.
Is that a restaurant?
It's a restaurant and like has a bar in it and stuff. We went for drinks.
Okay. No food, just drinks?
Just drinks.
What do they serve food-wise?
Tapas and sushi.
Topless sushi.
Okay, you already did that joke.
I know, but it wasn't on the air. Just wanted to lead you down that road so I could. Okay, and I mean, was there chemistry?
It was good.
All right.
We were there for like 2.5 hours.
Does he know you're a smoker? You're a smoker.
Okay, yes.
You have to be honest.
He knows.
Does it say on your OkCupid
profile? Oh, he knows.
We talked about how you guys were giving me crap.
So you've already brought the show into your date.
Not the show.
Just you guys. What, like my older brothers?
The guys I work with.
Okay. They give me crap about my smoking?
Yeah.
All right.
Like, oh, really? Where do you work?
Exactly.
When you're vague about it, it sounds like you're having sex with us all, just so you know.
Yeah, sounds like.
Okay, he knows what I do now.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Is it because you have a headphones picture in your profile?
I don't have a headphones picture on that profile.
Not
Thank
on that
you.
One, just no. on Tinder.
Yep.
Okay. So you're sure having a conversation, and you tell him you're a smoker, and he's not repulsed by that.
Let's fast forward. Was there a kiss on this date?
No, there wasn't.
No kiss.
We hugged. He walked me in my car, said he had a great time, and loved to do it again.
Do it again?
Do it.
No. Go out again.
All right. So will there be a second date?
I think so.
Let's see who the audience chose for you. The audience chose no-name guy who brought you to the topless sushi place. Congrats.
So you started throwing back some giggle juice on Saturday night, and you started sexting him, and what happened?
No, I was not sexting him.
Oh, God.
No, we were texting. He was out with his friends. I was out with mine, and we were texting, and I asked him what he was doing tomorrow, meaning Sunday, and his lack of punctuation really confused me at the time.
Lack of punctuation?
Because he said, IDK, period, you, no thing, or like nothing.
Oh, so it made it sound like, I don't know what I'm doing, maybe you.
Pull it up.
Okay, and I assumed, my drunk self assumed that he meant like he was going to have sex with me tomorrow, and I got angry.
Well, it was good for him to let you know.
Yeah, like I don't know what I'm doing, you maybe? But he just meant I don't know what I'm doing.
He meant like you, like what are you doing?
Right, yeah, no, that's what any normal person would have discerned. From
well, all my friends were on my side. They were telling me that I was right.
It's because you're all drunk.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, girl, he said he wants to do you. Forget him, he's a pig. He's a pig, let's go smoke.
So I responded, I think you mean dinner with me.
That's a weird response.
Like, instead of like doing me, like we're gonna, yeah.
Boy. But that makes it sound like you were throwing out a second date. Like he said, I don't know what I'm doing you. And you're like, I think you mean you're doing dinner with me. Like you're asking him out, kind of.
Okay.
And did he pick up on that? You say, I'll take you to Red Lobster and throw a Cheddar Bay biscuit down your throat?
No, he didn't respond to that. And then I learned that I was wrong.
Yeah.
So I said, so I think I might have read your text wrong due to a lack of punctuation.
Oh, call him out.
Do you mean, what are you doing?
Just tell him you couldn't read it properly because there was a haze of smoke.
I said, I'm drunk, like really drunk.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's never a good response.
No, man. Jeez. Did he ever respond?
He did.
What'd he say?
Well, I'm looking over Nikki's shoulder, and Nikki's sending a lot of texts, and he's giving very short responses.
Oh, boy. He's just not that into you.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Please. What did he say?
He said, LOL, what?
W-U-T or W-H-A-T?
H-A-T.
Not but very playful.
No punctuation either.
This guy doesn't know any punctuation.
I said, sorry, I don't know. I was drunk, crying, laughing face. I'm never getting the big one again. And then he asked me about
he didn't jump all over that one?
No, because he knew about it before, like we were talking about it earlier in the night.
Did he say like you could get the big one if you play your cards
right? No, he didn't. Then he asked me how I liked one of the bars, and we kept going on and on from that.
Wait, is the big one his big one?
No,
no, the big one's that drink, the whiskey drink over at $5.
Sorry, it's hard to follow.
I know,
it's
right?
A confusing story.
I know. Okay. I'm hoping for sexual innuendo.
There was no sexual innuendo.
The big one. All right. So will there be a second date with this fellow?
I don't know. Maybe.
You should ask. I don't think he's going to ask you out.
It's over.
Yeah. It's done.
You back on the OK Cupid?
I was never off of it.
Okay.
I go out with on a guy with one date and then I like quit all dating sites?
Hey, no.
You shouldn't give up on it so quick.
Yeah.
One date.
Right.
I didn't say I was giving up on it.
Oh, you said it was done.
Yeah, because you guys are telling me it's done. Yeah.
No, I don't think it's done.
Yeah, I mean, like,
Did he check up on you? Did he send you a follow-up text Sunday to go, hey, you were drunk Sunday.
Right, how you feeling? Yeah. That's what I like to do.
Yeah, we were texting on Sunday.
Right.
And we texted today.
But who sent the first text on Sunday?
He did.
Okay, all right.
You say, how you feeling this morning? That's what I like to do. Like, boy, you were drunk last night. That's what I do.
Send pics.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Hello, here we go again. This is the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Track of the Day. Don't tell any of your stupid friends. Shh.
Our next guest is a legendary television and songwriting personality, not only in his homeland of Canada, but in the United States as well.
Is he a Bolts fan?
Wow. We're going to find out. He wrote a song for us.
I think he's just a big hockey fan.
Loves hockey. Yeah. And wrote a song for our Tampa Bay Lightning. And I got to say, I played it on Friday on our show, and then the Bolts went out and did the improbable, which is win a game up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we lost our goalie, though.
Well, would you rather lose the goalie and win the game or keep our goalie and lose the game?
Well, there's game two.
There is, and that's tonight, and I'm looking for Vasilevsky to get the starting goal.
Oh, he's getting it.
And ladies and gentlemen, joining us right now, the legendary Mr. Alan Thick. Alan, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, my pleasure so far. Thanks.
It's great to have you. Are you a Bolts fan, or do you just love hockey so much that you decided you'd write a song for the Tampa Bay Lightning?
Well, it's a little of both. I have a bit of a history with the Bolts. I sang the national anthem at the very first home game ever. Way back when they played Chicago, I recall, and they won. And then I was at the All-Star game that was held in your city, longtime friends with Phil Esposito.
Great.
So, I have a history. Like them, follow them, and have high hopes for big things this year.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, by the way, that my song didn't include a verse about goalie health.
If you could have maybe included something about Ben Bishop avoiding mystery injuries, we'd really appreciate that. What do you think about the Bolts run so far? An improbable run, if I may say so, as a hockey novice, losing Stamkos, losing some major players to injury, yet still pushing Pittsburgh to all they can handle during these Eastern Conference Finals.
I think it's remarkable, especially losing Stamkos and Stroman, of course, but Stamkos is kind of irreplaceable, and somehow they're still a game ahead. I had the privilege of playing in a charity exhibition with Steven a couple of years ago in Canada, and to be on the ice with him and see what he does almost unconsciously, even dumbing down his game to our level, was really quite remarkable.
We're speaking to the legendary Alan Thick, who has an unbelievable history when it comes to his career. I am a fan of obscure stuff from the 80s and 70s when it comes to television, and I learned in my research for this interview that you wrote the theme to not only The Joker's Wild, which I loved, but a short-lived game show that I was enamored with called Whew, W-H-E-W. Do you wrote the theme song to that?
I did. I wrote a lot of themes for short-lived shows. I mean, the music, of course, was impeccable. The shows were a little bit peckable, apparently. But a couple of long-running ones. You know, I wrote the original Wheel of Fortune theme, and then the handful of sitcoms. I wrote Different Strokes and Facts of Life and stuff that still makes me about 14 cents every year.
When you're writing a theme for a show like that, do you get in your head what the show is all about? Do you watch a pilot of the show? Or are you just like, based on the title, you sit down and compose something, Alan?
Well, you know, in nowadays, they don't write themes like they used to for the very simple reason that the networks are so competitive, they want to get into the story immediately. Mm. So they don't want to waste, 24 seconds telling you the story of the shipwreck or the family named Brady or Different Strokes or Facts. They want to get right to it.
Right.
Consequently, they really don't have a lot of lyric themes anymore. The best theme songs are the ones on cable. And they're purely instrumental. I mean, you listen to Game of Thrones or Boardwalk Empire. There's just a lot of fabulous music being written. But back in those days when themes were a more important part of the show, to answer your question, yes, we had to show up at the table read for the pilot. You'd watch it through the pilot. You'd really study the nuances of what they were trying to say, what the show stood for, and try to capture that in 24 seconds.
Who is your team when it comes to the National Hockey League, Alan Thick?
I like the Kings. You know, I've been here in L.A. for many years, so I follow the locals and proud of them these last few years. Beyond that, you know, I have some relationships and acquaintanceships, and as I said, I have a history in Tampa Bay, so I will usually go with that kind of sentiment in rooting for a team. I filled out my bracket this year for the NHL playoffs, and expert that I am, the total shutout so far. Apparently, I don't know squat. I have not picked anybody except for, frankly, St. Louis and Tampa Bay were picks of mine.
There you go. SBK, a question for the legendary Alan Thick.
Yeah, you ever write any songs with your son, Robin?
Robin is nice enough to include me on just about every album. I think it's just kind of a good luck father-son thing. And a new album coming out late this summer, and we'll see what of mine survives the cut.
Robin, a lot of people might think, oh, well, you know, it was an overnight success, but I listened to him on Howard Stern, which I thought was an incredible interview, and you really got a feel for the work that he put in. Were you instrumental in kind of keeping him plugging at it, Alan, when I don't want to say that pop superstardom evaded him, but he definitely worked for a long time before he broke through with Blurred Lines.
He did, and he had a couple hits before that, but Blurred Lines was quite a phenomenon. That was the biggest record of the year in the world, and so obviously we're all pretty excited about that. But the most important thing that I taught him was how to fill out the publisher forms. you don't want to miss this.
No, that's where the money is.
He's pretty much self-taught, and he did pay his dues, and he wrote for other people for a few years before he ever really had his own recording career. He wrote for Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears and Jordan Knight, and there were a lot of people that he had that were covering his songs.
Sure.
Before he ever really broke through. I mean, I had a similar career in that I wrote television shows for other people for 10 years before I was ever on camera myself. So you pay your dues, and I did teach him a work ethic.
Good.
Not much I could teach him about music. That's a gift.
Right.
Proud. And he had a rough year last year, and this year has been quite fabulous. So we're looking forward to a big album.
Well, good. Well, continued success to the both of you, Alan. You are a gentleman and a scholar and certainly a legend when it comes to American pop culture. We appreciate the time very much. Thank you for bestowing the gift of your song unto the Tampa Bay City area. And continued success. We hope that your song will be the harbinger of good things for our Tampa Bay Lightning.
There you go. Make sure you play it before a winning game. Don't play it before a losing game.
I will say we played it on Friday. Our Bolts won. We will play it today. If our Bolts win, we will continue to play it before every game, whether our listeners are hounding for it or not, Alan.
Okay. I look forward to all of that. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, man. Have a good one.